Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and today is day 44 of our 50 days to Shavuot, counting the Omer and looking upon the name of all names, Yeshua. Omer day 41, Yeshua, the true vine. John 15:1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Israel is also God's vine or vineyard. Isaiah 5:1-7 and Isaiah 27:2-6. And compare Yeshua's parables at Matthew 21:33-43, Mark 12:1-12, and Luke 29:19. The fact that vine describes both the Jewish people and its Messiah reinforces the close identification of Yeshua with Israel, Matthew 2:15. The Messianic Jewish remnant will obey Yeshua's commands, stay attached to the real vine, and have the real vine's power to strengthen and to bring forth good fruit, as well as those grafted in from the nations, the wild olive branch. They are both a part of the olive tree of Israel. John 15:1 and 2, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he trims so that may bear more fruit. Fruit, what grows naturally out of a plant or a situation. At Galatians 5, 22-23, it refers to character qualities given by the Ruach HaKodesh, or Holy Spirit. At Matthew 13:1-23, perhaps to other people who trust Yeshua, and Romans 6:21-22, to righteousness. Prunes means the Greek word literally cleans. To clean off excess foliage is to prune, but the context also calls to mind cleansing from sin. Messiah Yeshua, the true vine. John 15:3 and 4, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I will abide in you. The branch itself cannot bear fruit unless it abides on the vine. Likewise, you cannot produce fruit unless you abide in me. Continuing verses 5-8. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and is dried up. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you. In this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so prove to be my disciples. 12 great lessons from John 15:1-8. Number 1, God is the husbandman. 2, Yeshua the Messiah is the vine. 3, believers are branches in Messiah Yeshua. 4, every fruitless branch in me is cut off, withered, gathered with other dead branches, and cast into the fire and burned. 5, every fruitful branch in me is purged that it might be more fruitful. 6, every branch in me is clean, pure in heart by the word, if walking in the light. 7, branches must abide in Messiah Yeshua, and Messiah Yeshua in them to produce fruit. 8, the branch is helpless to produce fruit of itself. 9, Messiah Yeshua is helpless to produce fruit through the branch unless it remains in him. 10, branches must abide in Messiah Yeshua or be cut off and burned. 11, branches must not only remain in Messiah Yeshua, but must have his words abiding in them or prayers will not be answered. 12, God only will be glorified by the branches when they remain in Messiah Yeshua and produce much fruit. The branches, Romans 11, beginning with verse 16. If the first fruit is holy, so is a whole batch of dough. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. But if some of the branches are broken off and you, being a wild branch, were grafted in among them and become a partaker of the root of the olive tree with its richness, do not boast because against the branches, but if you do boast, it is not you who support the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches are broken off so that I may grafted in. True enough, they were broken off because of unbelief, and you stand by faith. Do not be arrogant, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, neither will he spare you. Notice then the kindness and severity of God, severity towards those who fell, but God's kindness towards you, if you continue in his kindness. Otherwise you too will be cut off. And they also, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut out of that which by nature is a wild olive tree and grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more would these natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? The metaphor of the olive tree, beloved of Messianic Jews everywhere, extends through Romans 11:24, but is introduced by a different image taken from Numbers 15:20-21. If the challah offered as first fruits is holy, so is the whole loaf holy. Today, challah means the special braided loaves of bread served in Jewish homes on Shabbat and during festivals. In the Bible, the word describes a small cake baked from the dough set aside for God. This must be done first, hence the term first fruits. Only afterwards may the loaf made from the dough be eaten, so that the loaf is unholy in the sense of being usable at all. Talmud Tractate Challah gives details of the procedure. Also, to illustrate the same principle another way, if, as is the case, the root is holy, then so are the branches, for they are connected to the root, so that the same sap flows through the branches from the root. But in Shaul's metaphor, who or what is the root, or in the metaphor, the first fruits? Three distinct possibilities are: one, the believing remnant of Israel, that is truly Israel, that is Messianic Jews; two, Avraham, or all the patriarchs; three, Yeshua the Messiah, who alone makes Israel holy. Any of these fits the context of Romans 11:17-18. But the material in chapter 4 about Avraham included in Romans 11:28, as well as the truism that first fruits are offered first, suggests something chronologically anterior. Hence, the people who trusted first, either Avraham or all the patriarchs, although some of the church fathers and Karl Barth opted for the possibility of three, I suspect that this idea gained currency in early church because of its tendency to want to deprive Jews of their place as God's people, the root and first fruits of faith. And who are the branches growing from the root, the loaf made from the dough from which the first fruits came? For our options are: number one, every single Jew, past, present, and future; two, every Messianic Jew, past, present, and future; three, the Jewish people as a nation, though not necessarily every Jew; and four, all believers, Jewish and Gentiles, past, present, and future. So in a way, really all of these do apply when it comes to those who are grafted into Messiah Yeshua. For we are all equal in him. Personal thoughts of Yeshua, the true vine. What are ways that you can abide in the vine and what is his branches and produce fruit for the kingdom? Blessings over the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 45 days, which is 6 weeks and 3 days of the Omer. The Merciful One, may he return to us the service of the temple in its place, speedily in our days. Amen, Selah. In Yeshua's name, Bo Yeshua Bo. Shalom.